This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Don Gagne. For the first time since 1960, voters in the Democratic Republic of Congo will directly elect their new leader. Organizing Sunday's election has been a daunting task. Congo is nearly the size of Western Europe, but has no functioning rail or road infrastructure. That has made distributing election materials and getting information to voters a major challenge. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from the capital, Kinshasa.
The thud of a huge sample legislative ballot paper as it drops into a ballot box. It's on show at the headquarters of the Democratic Republic of Congo's Independent Electoral Commission here in Kinshasa. The postal-sized presidential ballot paper is a little smaller, but big enough for the images and party symbols of 33 candidates. These include the incumbent leader, Joseph Kabila. He was appointed as president in Congo in 2001 after the death of his father, Laurent Kabila, who toppled the long-time ruler, Mobutu Sese Seko, back in 1997. 25 million Congolese are registered to vote in Africa's third largest but impoverished country. With only 300 miles of paved roads and appalling infrastructure in Congo, it's been a feat ferrying election material to 50,000 polling stations. A logistical battle, says Congo's Elections Commission spokesman, Dieudonné Mirimo Mulungo. Mirimo Mulungo said voting equipment had been airlifted and delivered by road, by river, on canoes, bicycles, and on foot all over Congo. The Electoral Commission has the help of the United Nations' largest peacekeeping operation in the world. The historic polls are costing the international community more than $400 million. But a range of critics, including outspoken opposition politicians, say that after four decades of dictatorship, civil war, and continuing unrest, Congo isn't yet ready for elections.
Viva! 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 Viva!
Outside the headquarters of the Opposition Union for Democracy and Progress Party, chanting protesters claim the election process has been skewed and they're threatening to boycott the vote. Valentin Mubake is the deputy leader of the veteran UDPS, which refused to register for the polls.
We do want elections, but what kind of elections? Not such a masquerade of elections. The problem today is not the problem of elections or election on Sunday. The problem is, what about after Sunday?
But the American head of the UN mission in Congo, William Swing, says it's time for Congo to vote.
I think 15 years of transition, it would be a strange definition to call that premature. The country has had... A transition that risks not finishing at all, because you had 7 years of the National Sovereign Conference, you had 5 years of war, and you've had 3 years of this transition. That's 15 years. And I think people understandably want to get on with their lives, they want to have the elections and move forward.
Others point to continuing insecurity and unrest. Concerns include marauding militiamen in lawless parts of volatile eastern Congo, areas which are not under government control. Influential church leaders have also expressed concern about the elections here in Congo, where half the population of 63 million is Catholic. A letter from the highest-ranking priest, Cardinal Frédéric Etsu, was read out at Sunday masses here in the capital. It urged churchgoers to boycott the July 30th poll if the authorities did not address alleged electoral irregularities. The cardinal's letter followed a statement Friday by Catholic bishops warning they might not be able to endorse the results of the poll in Congo unless these issues received urgent attention. Monseigneur Laurent Monsengo Pasigna is the Catholic Archbishop of Kisangani.
All the conditions are not there to have very fair, democratic, and transparent elections. Therefore, we ask that this situation could be changed before the 30th. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to recognize the validity of these elections.
Despite these concerns, Congo's Independent Electoral Commission is confident Sunday's much-delayed elections will go ahead as planned. And Congolese like Marie-Josephine Kalama here in Kinshasa seem determined to vote. Kalama said her vote Sunday would be for peace and for the future of her 7-year-old daughter Niclette and other children in the hope of a better, safer and more prosperous Democratic Republic of Congo. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.